killer. The mind.
Let's get scratching.
Hello?
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds!
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
Check it out.
This is
the best feed
for Mix
on Radio Sega.
Welcome to another episode of Fast Beats Phone Mix. Hello to everyone out there. So, time for another episode. And this time, we're going to pack a bit more content into it.
Yeah, it is.
Based off of the size of my colleagues tonight, shall we say.
All right. Yes.
Anyway, yes. There's a few things we're going to talk about tonight. There's been some Sonic the Hedgehog 4 developments. Some Sonic election stuff to go through. We're going to also cover some new technology and local game shops as sort of a theme tonight as well. But also on top of that, there's a new segment on part of the Fast Beat Phone Mix, and it's Sounds Like Sega. In which, it's simply, any music that is commercial, essentially, that sounds like any Sega game. So it could be Sonic, it could be Jet Set Radio.
Sounds like Sega game.
Yeah. So it could be anything, and you know, it could be a favourite band, but we're really looking for something which sounds like it, which you think should be in the game. Now, so far, we've got a small set of compilation for this week to actually round into. So we'll showcase that in a little bit, keep you hanging, and just show you who's going to be appearing in that, and whether you think it sounds like Sonic. If not, just let us know, and we will see if we can get something new in for next week. Now, we're joined by a crew of people as usual here in the Skype chat room. If you want to try and join the phone mix, simply get onto Skype, sign in, and add phone mix, F-O-N-E-M-I-X, phone mix with an F, effectively. And add us, and we might get you into the call, you never know. We do have a couple of open listener slots at the moment. Yeah. For the time being, though, we're joined by a few different culprits. Regular guests, regular hosts, I should say, really. We have Sound Reaper. And we have Nuxie as well, joined in the same location this week. Who are mute this week as well, by the way, just in case you wondered. We'll come back to them in a minute, they'll join us in a minute. As you may have heard, we've got SJ joining us this week, or Scott.
Hello!
You need to decide on their proper name, mate, because I'm getting confused on what to call you each week. And you're a regular, you know, so that should be happening.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious, isn't it?
It is indeed. We'll sort that out. Or rather, you'll sort that out and crack on with it. And we also have a returning guest from Series 1, from the original podcast. We have Divrank, or Joe, or perhaps G.I. Joe, we're going to call you this episode.
Yeah, maybe. I'm officially a G.I. I came back from a long vacation. A very long vacation.
Doesn't sound like a vacation, but we'll come back to that in a little while. And as you may have already heard, we've also got Sonic Crash Fan 2010 as well with us.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. And to everybody, he means the RC room. So let's see who's in the IRC room. We've got Gabby, Resident SD, Spondy, AUK, probably not there, but hey-ho. Blitzchris, Cobra the Best, D'Artagnan, Frying Pan, Gerbil Bay, Gonic, Joiner of Sonic Fans, Kato Khan, Leo San, Mina, M-Tails, Retro Bob, Rookafli. That's a very weird spelling that one.
That's the Rookafil.
Scott's son, SJ, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Sound Reaper. So pretty much everyone who's on here, and quite a few others. If you're also listening in to the show, you can also get us on Twitter as well, at Fast Feet
Media. Yeah, you can get on Twitter.
to get on Twitter. And anyone who's listening in or is in the chat room, etc., just give us a request and we'll see what we can do for you. Otherwise, feel free to give us a call in and then pose us a question to our crowd here and see if we can give you an answer to your question.
Maybe we can.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't, you know. We'll see what happens. Challenge us if you dare.
Other people.
Retro Bomb is now known as Super AIDS.
That's fantastic.
Oh no! They get us.
Followed for misinterpreting their names.
Maybe spell AIDS the wrong way, like missing an A I D E S, you know.
Yeah.
South Park spelling. So there's been a bit more activity in the Sonic community, at least this week. We've just had a little look around. I think this is a recent thing in the last 2 or 3 days. Scott will correct me on this otherwise. But Sonic 4 video has been spilled out as well, in particular, as well.
Yep. Spill it out.
Now, we found that in Kotaku, in particular. So, there's a link.
Which
in the
one's this time? Is it any different?
It's a different level, and yeah, features Super Sonic.
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, they were actually surprised that it hasn't been quickly taken down.
Yeah, give it a thought, Sega would react a bit quicker than that. They usually do. And when I say usually, it's because they usually make a cock-up as well. So, which they got to stop doing. Jeez,
They do it with Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. I think there's someone at Sega who's not getting paid enough. He's doing some back-alley deals with some of the press.
Right.
I am saying that I'm not happy with Sega at the moment.
Wow.
Because last week I was ranting on about the music, because I think the Sonic 4 music sounds a bit crap, to be honest. And I think it's Jun Senua who's actually making the music. So shame on you, Jun Senua. Yeah. You've been composing that. I'm a bit disappointed.
Shame on
that.
You, Jun Senua.
Wow. Just wow. I have nothing to say. I mean, hey, you don't like it, but you know, you got a radio show to. Pretty much say how much you hate it. I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Don't judge if you haven't heard it. So, yeah, I get that. But I might have heard it and I don't agree with it. It does sound Sonic-y. It does. But it just sounds so meh is the best word to describe it. I haven't heard any of the other Zones music, to be fair.
The only music I would agree with you on the meh is Casino Street. Everything else was done pretty well. But, you know, we argued this. Pretty much last time you mentioned it. But hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Seriously, I hear this kind of hate before.
It's not a wholly new thing, but I'm emphasizing it a bit more. It's also why we didn't sound like Sega now as well, because I want to show Sega what they should be producing.
Yeah.
Not exactly, but the ballpark.
It doesn't sound
Gekko
like
Yomori's version. Gekko Yomori's version. I've heard it before. But, you know, you'll be happy to know I'll be adding it. I'll pretty much, at least I get to add the remixes of Splash Hill Act 1 without there being any bitching.
Well, we've got that on Fast Media already, but anything else?
No, I'm talking about remixes.
Oh, the remixes.
I got like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah,
you'll hear them soon enough. Huh?
Oh.
Say that again. We didn't quite get that.
I have about 3 or 4 versions of Splash Hill Act 1 from people who pretty much feel like you, and I'll be able to add them without people making a big deal about it. Well, Sega in particular.
I want Sega to throw some guff our way.
Kyle Totoon is wondering what's wrong with the Sonic 4 music. All you need to do is... Oh, wow.
We got a comment from Gabby here. Any remixes of Sonic 4? No. I don't see why not.
Yes.
Because it's actually not... It depends on the music. If it doesn't sound anything quite like the game...
You'll be happy.
I think it's because it's not even out yet. I think that's why he's saying no.
Gabby, you know, I'm adding music to Splash Hill.
Gabby. So it's Act 1 that's okay.
Yeah, it's alright, Gabby.
He's also forgetting the fact that
you know, he's still paranoid from the time I added the entire soundtrack. You know, I can understand that.
But he's also forgetting that Fast Food Media is different from Radio Sega, so we can have what the hell we want.
Yeah,
I do like having my own website at times, you know. If it was on Radio Sega, I would completely understand. And it's also the reason...
Sonic, Splash Hill Zone Act 3 is also decent. Unless he didn't listen to the whole thing.
Alright.
So yeah, we've already got arguments about Sonic music, which is good because it's sparking off debate. It's good.
Yay! We've covered our first debate!
Don't forget that also this week, we will also be naming a Hag of the Week, of course. So, yeah, Gabby's starting to get in line for that already, but...
Just gotta make that tick mark first. One for Gabby.
Well, whoever we had the first week's not here this week, I don't think, or under a different name. Not because she can't be Hag of the Week, because she was last week. And it was only a slight thing, if I'm honest. It was only a slight prop. Just disrupting the audio slightly, shall we say. Speaking of which, those guys actually back at all? Sound Ruba, Noxia, are there at all?
Yeah, she's here. She's just messing with Kaito, you know, making a bunch of Pokemon jokes. Check the IRC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't quite sure if I heard your voice in there because Joe's American, of course, and so are you guys, so not easy for me to tell who's who.
Except for me.
I pose a conundrum, a riddle, if you will. What's the difference between you and a mallard with cold? One's a sick Psyduck, and I forget the rest of the joke, but your mother's a whore.
What? Oh, no.
Anybody who knows Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on YouTube. Yeah, I was laughing my head off about that.
Also brings up the park for some Yo Mama jokes as well. Yeah. If you want to throw a few in, you know.
I'm not a bit together.
And we get adapted. Your head job is so... Your plumber is so...
Sonic is so...
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so we're going to be talking about a few more things. For example, we'll go and cover this now whilst we're still at the beginning of the show. We had the election this week in the UK, and it was a bit pants as usual, but to liven things up a little bit, I was on Facebook, Twitter, just doing the rounds and saying to people, well, normal elections boring. How about, because the colours actually match for the different parties in this case, would either be voting for Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, or Robotnik? Because that's how the colours look on the BBC website.
Sonic, man.
What were the parties? I know the Labour Party, the Liberal Democratic Party.
That's yellow, Tails. And then Conservatives, which is blue.
Conservative, so, yeah, I think.
All the others were label marked as grey or black on TV stations, so we thought that would fit Robotnik quite well.
I see.
I see.
Now, if you want to technically count the vote because of how it went, Sonic won with Knuckles second, Tails third, just with Robotnik starter. So that's probably how I think it should go in my book, but correct me if I'm wrong, IRCers and my fellow co-hosts.
Yeah.
So yeah, plenty things to go about there, really. But other than that, yeah, it's pretty interesting. We had a few good laughs about that, but I've forgotten what the hell they are. I'll probably look them back up.
You might have to update me. What are the party colors? Because to us in America, red is conservative, blue is Democrat.
Right. So this is going to get a little bit confusing, as we like it here on the phone. No, anything simple. Alright then, parties. Labour, red, Knuckles. Conservative, blue, Sonic. Liberal Democrats, yellow, and that's Tails. And all other ones were counted as silver, grey, or black, which we kind of Robotnik. Yeah, that's what people would say. So Knuckles was a bit gullible. Like the Labour Party.
Oh!
That's not my words, mate. These are just Twitterers. And believe me, Twitter's got Labour enough trouble this year already, as it is, anyway, so who cares?
Yeah.
Nuxy, Gonic thinks you're drunk or high. For some reason. On Mountain Dew. Can you get high on Mountain Dew? What the hell's in that shit?
Oh, my.
Right, okay, we shall leave it at that for the moment and come back with some Sounds Like Sega, so we'll introduce you to the Sounds Like Sega tracks, along with more bandem about game shops and new technology coming in. More on that when we come back. In the meantime, here's Sega I2 and Ignition 98. You're listening to Fast Weeks Phone Mix. This is
the best beat for mix
on Radio Sega.
I actually did my notes wrong.
And everyone knows that now. Welcome back to the phone mix. I did warn you. Yes, responsible DJs and co-hosts here. Yes, apologies for the slight technical glitch which may occur during the listening of one of the tracks a minute ago. You can blame... because I'm not saying his first name, because he's just going to yell at me. But he's going to probably get towards the hag of the week, because he nearly crashed the show for everyone. So, admittedly, not quite his fault, but...
I actually...
He did get a bit angry at me earlier for calling his name wrong, and I don't speak Japanese.
Kato-kan.
Waiting for the response.
I'm sure it'll be there in a couple of minutes when the day has got past them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough to see laughing. Shut up.
Oh, I still care too.
My ship sails in the morning. I wonder what's for dinner.
I don't. I wonder what is for dinner. What a
random MRE. Oh, of
course. I can even knock the rock.
Okay, now we're just going into real randomness here, guys. I know we're pretty random most of the time, but just trying to stay on topic.
Yes, random.
Should have called it the random vote mix or something like that. Anyway. We'll come on to the next segment here. Right, sounds like Sega. So, music, which...
Yeah, sounds like Sega.
Yeah, sounds like... It should sound like Sega games, effectively. So, like I've got a few tracks here. Shut up!
don't get him annoyed. I keep saying this every week. Don't get him annoyed. You don't like it when he gets annoyed.
I think it goes both ways, man. So we're going to play you six snippets here of tracks, six tracks, which I think sound like Sega music. Some of these have been suggested by myself because some of them were from Series 1 and a couple of new ones. And we've also got a couple that were suggested by, I think, Gonic, D'Artagnan, and Maria Robotnik as well. So I shall now play you Sounds Like Sega.
Yeah.
It's So yeah, that was Sounds Like Sega. We had a slight glitch there. in fact, we just had to kick Sonic Crash Final briefly. You're being too annoying. Anyway, six tracks there. And those six tracks, from the beginning to end, first track was Pendulum, Watercolor, then She, Memories, The Egg, Walk Away, The Feeling, I Thought It Was Over, Mint Royale, Singing in the Rain, and Hello Seattle, Our City, Ocean Eyes. So yeah, I'll post that list in the RC chat room, so if you do want to check out any of those tracks, and if you think they do sound like Sonic or Sega, then we're going to leave it as is there. So yeah, just let us know what you think, effectively. So yeah. Yes, I'll just post this in the RC chat room now, and we'll see what you guys think. So, no, what tracks do you guys reckon sound like Sonic or Sega stuff?
Stick with Jaw, so I'm out of this.
Oh, it's an easy way to skip out of it.
Yeah. You mean any song in general?
Well, we're talking about any song that could be in, say, your Sonic game.
I was just mentioning one that was in that Freeland Sonic at the moment. It was already
right.
Well, Mike mishaps it.
Yeah, the main one I remember is a Janet Jackson song, which actually shares the same background music.
I really don't understand why Janet Jackson can sound like a Sonic game, but hey, this is why we're doing this.
The background music, the beat is, oh.
Yeah, it does help if it's lyricless, to be honest. But
if it's lyricless, then it would actually match up, spot on.
Oh, you guys are doing that. What we had discussed last week.
Yeah.
Essentially, yes.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of stuff I had to take care of. I probably should have mentioned it before, but, you know, I was just helping, you know, Noxy get here. So, I didn't really have any time to contribute to this. If you do it for another week, I might have something, but... See,
yeah,
you were mentioning Janet Jackson?
Yeah, the Janet Jackson song. I can't remember which one it was.
See if you could track down, as it were, and post it in the RC room, and then people can have a listen and see what they think.
Yeah.
I can't do that, obviously, right now, but everyone else can.
I can, though, technically.
Well, as long as it doesn't get feedback, that's good. Yeah.
I'm actually going through the names of it and see which one actually strikes me.
We'll have a look at that in the meantime and we'll come back to that in a second. Gonic thinks it's a good idea, and thank you. I think it's a good idea too, having this sort of music. Owner, like, Sega Mark, won't let us play commercial music on the air, so end of the day, we have to put it in those 10-second snippets. Otherwise, we get in trouble, apparently, so...
Yeah,
as always.
We get in trouble.
We don't usually get in trouble that much.
Okay.
But, I'll just play it now for 2 seconds, and you guys can have another listen into it. So this is Sounds Like Sega again.
I'm screwing up here.
Oh!
Yeah, well, don't let anyone know. So yeah, that sounds like Sega again. Any more comments? Put them in the RC room or get them on us via Twitter at FastFeetMedia. We want to know what you think. And if you get any suggestions, we might flow into next week's Sounds Like Sega. So we'll give you a mention next week and see if anyone agrees or disagrees with you. But that's the starting Sounds Like Sega as well. Anyway, right, next topic. I was going to come to something which has come to my attention because I went back to my hometown briefly today. Local game shops. Do any of you guys have local game shops rather than big commercial ones like Game Station or whatever you guys have in America?
GameStop.
GameStop, yeah.
I'm from the UK as well, you know. Yeah,
it's kind of 50-50 Yank and Brit, right?
kind of more American than British, actually, I think.
Either way, local game shops. I mean, to be honest, there was a local game shop called IT Games near us. Fantastic game shop. You know, the guy who ran the place was brilliant, you know, knew his stuff about games, and he's just a gamer like you, at the end of the day, really. And the one thing which local game shops do, which a lot of the game shops don't do now, is stock games from all the way back to, you know, Commodore, Amiga, Mega Drive, Saturn, Dreamcast times, as well as new games. And it's great to have that sort of... It's great to have that sort of choice there at the end of the day, really. But, it's just also, you know, I used to get along with a guy and talk all kinds of things about a game, so it's nice to have that. You just don't get that in, you know, a big brand video game shop at the end of the day because you've
Yeah.
People in there. In fact, you do get people who are actually, you know a lot about games, and you know I've been like a gaming expert in a shop as well at one point. So you do get the right people in places, but I don't think it's quite the same as a local video game shop. What do you guys think?
Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, I'm little in. There's not much of a shop where I live.
You mean a local one?
There isn't really much a local one, unless I don't know about it. No, there was one because we have like an indoor market, and we did have one, and that stocked, you know, all sorts of games, as I said, from Sega Saturn, Sega Mega Drive, or Genesis if you're American.
Yeah. I don't know if a marketplace counts, because yeah, there's one in there as well, but I'm talking about like proper shops sort of thing.
Yeah, well, but there's no proper shops where I live, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's my point. They used to be. They've been, you know, taken over.
I don't know if there was, to be honest.
There's quite a few in New York City, believe it or not. Like simple shops that have all the old games stocked in the back. That, yeah, New York City has quite a few.
Maybe it's just a Brit thing, then. We're just losing out on local game shops, which sucks, if anything. If it's true.
Well, that would just be based on scalability. Since course, GameStop and all these other big franchises can do something like
GameStop
that.
And not only that, the consoles.
EB Games.
Exactly. Yeah, they took over EB Games. But I was thinking of a new one that was coming out. It's called Trade and Play. They're starting to set up a franchise. But in regards to that, pretty much local game shops are at the mercy of those franchises. Absolutely. Because they don't have like the availability of almost every single game. But one thing that they make up for is the identity with everybody around the area, like the neighborhood.
Yeah, and the retro side, totally, I think, because like I say,
exactly.
They do games up to a certain level. You're talking like current gen or maybe last gen at best, probably, because it's not worth their interest doing it a lot of time, but that's where the game shops come in. I mean, just going into one's a brilliant experience, because I remember, and this is when I was with Mark, actually, we were in London, and a bunch of us from Sonic Stadium and a few other places as well, all decided, right, we were looking at Sonic Chronicle, I think, weren't they? We came out and we're like, right, what should we do next? The pub's usually the obvious answer to that one. But before we went to the pub, we went to a local game shop. So you can just picture the scene, London shop, not awfully big, and about 20 Sonic fans coming in. the shopkeeper was really enthusiastic about it, that or a bit scared.
Get off my lawn.
I got Sonic fans. Or he's like, Sonic fans, brilliant, they'll buy my Dreamcast stuff. Which we sort of did. Finding rare copies of Shenmue and the likes, yeah.
I don't know, but I couldn't get into that. I'm sorry.
Shenmue, I played through on a Dreamcast, and it was a fantastic game from start to finish, really. Just the only problem is you have to dedicate a bit of time to it, really, which back then was a bit of an issue, because not a lot of people used to spend huge amounts of time on one particular game to play through an entire story. RPGs are something.
That and the fact you were like pretty much at the mercy of the environment. Like, everybody told you to piss off a lot.
What version of the game are you playing? Director's
or,
cut.
I don't know what you're talking about. You might have to ask this person all the way across town. Damn.
I'm giving you a hint, be fair. Yeah, well, plenty of stuff there. But I would like some more local game shops really at the end of the day. I do miss them. Yeah. Right, I think we'll hit off with final music break. So if anyone has a request, get them in the RC room now, and on Twitter, of course, at Fastfit Media, and we'll see what we can do with you. We pretty much have every Sega and Sonic track. I'd say pretty much everyone, because someone always picks one track and it's like, oh, nope, we don't have that.
Like last week.
Yeah, but not the week before. Well, 2 weeks before that, rather, but hey, I'm not going back in, not again. So yeah, we're going to stick some more tracks on, and we'll round up with pitbull bands we haven't covered yet. We might give you the Sounds Like Sega once more, so you can enjoy that. You're listening to Fast Week's Phone Mix, and you're currently listening to House of the Dead 2, The Ranking. We'll be right back.
You can't hide.
Radio Sega.
I wanna.
And welcome back to the third and final part of Fast Week's Phone Mix. We're all back here, experimenting with impersonations of various video games characters, it would seem. But, yeah, resulting in some bizarre combinations and conversations, but still. Anyway, we must head to the first order of business, and that's this week's Hag of the Week. So.
Yay!
This week's Hag of the Week is going to go to Kaito-kun, or Kaito-kun, because he got a bit annoyed with me because I was pronouncing his name wrong. I don't know how it's pronounced. Is it Japanese? Secondly, he also had some. He provided us with some lovely technical problems, but it ain't enough reasoning to be Hag of the Week. So this week's Hag of the Week goes to Kaito-kun.
Don't you wanna be my hag? Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Stay tuned next week for more hags. That's hack number three.
Yay!
Those aren't just high-pitched voices behind me, they are the impersonations I spoke of.
Yep.
Cream and mini Mickey Mouse, I think. Still.
This is Sonic. Hey, guy, how's it going?
Come on, step it up.
Come on, step it up. You're too slow.
Hey, look, it's a giant Skype conversation.
Oh my god.
Hey, look, it's giant Eggman.
But he's fat.
It's Robotnik. Yeah, why the hell are we calling him Eggman? I know he looks like an egg, but, you know, it should be called Robotnik. That's what I called him in the first place. Okay, that was half Sonic, half me, but still. Yeah, this is an interesting area as well. The whole, I wanna... go fry high, and then Daytona Sky High, which has led me to believe that we could possibly form a sort of cooking Daytona. Special involving Daytona's frying.
Daytona.
Perhaps having that music in the background.
So, you could also call it Fry Hard.
Call it what?
Call it Fry Hard.
Fry Hard. We had another name a minute ago. Fry Hard of a Vengeance, I don't know.
I mean, I won't lie, it was actually taken from an old cooking show. It was called Good Eats. And he had an episode called Fry Hard, and it sounded so awesome.
I don't know. Cooking shows for, clearly no one got that. Daytona cooking show, based off the fact that I want to fry sky high. The whole frying bit. Frying Cooking Association, come on, keep up with me. Everyone in here got it. Everyone in IRC should get it too. Yeah, I don't know whether that come in more of a video form or perhaps a special show we might do. It might be part of one of the random shows we do on Radio Sega. We'll see. Right, one last time. We're just going to run Sounds Like Sega as well, just so you guys get an idea once more for what we want to give next week. So either pop on Fast Media and leave a comment there, let us know in the IRC, and we'll look into it for next week, or get on to us on Twitter at Fastfit Media. And any song that sounds like it should be in a Sega game, that's all we need. Just let us know the name of it. Simple as. So, yeah, here we go. This is going to be Sounds Like Sega just one more time. We're back there. That was Sounds Like Sega. Gonic just said, what about the one he sent? Name me the track, Gonic, and I will let you know. I'm fairly certain one of those was actually the one you sent me, but if not, we'll look into it and make sure you get it next week. So yeah. Anyways, last thing I want to talk about. Anyone here seen 3D TV yet?
3D TV?
Yeah. 3D TV?
3D TV? Yeah.
What is 3D TV? Enlighten me.
3D TV 4.
Right. Well, you remember you used to get the green and red sort of glasses you could put on and things look...
You mean 3D
back
red,
in the 90s and 80s? Red.
Yes.
Well, basically, it's the same sort of thing now. You actually have 3D, but it's a lot better than, you know, cardboard glasses you've got to wear. They actually interpret the signal from the TV. Effectively, and shows it to you in a different way. If you see it, you'll be like, whoa. Because you actually look at it in a perspective. It's quite good, actually. Depends what set you're actually watching it on. But, yeah, 3D TV is quite good. I'm not really interested in 3D TV. I give a monkeys about that, quite frankly. More interested in 3D games, because obviously we've had, you know, 3D games for 10 years, but we're not actually properly viewing them in 3D in some respects. We're trying to... This is like a step towards, you know, our sort of hologram sort of thing, but yeah, it doesn't sound like anyone's actually seen it or experienced it yet. I mean, I've actually had a look at it myself, only because I work
I've
in a TV
had, like,
shop.
Half an experience.
Yeah, what did, like, you think?
They have this training thing. It's called EST. I don't know what it stands for, but we actually carry our actual rifles and shoot at the screen pretty much surrounding us.
Right.
We get a lot of people shooting at us. Eventually. The more high-tech stuff, you could actually get shot back. Like, literally shot back. Yeah. And you're out of the game.
More simulation, I suppose, but yeah, yeah. Whether it's actually 3D, I mean, does it feel like a different perspective, or is it just more of the simulation side of things?
It's more of a simulation. Like, it's trying to get us used to the how to handle our weapons, especially when you get recoils.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, it should be in America, because... UK and Europe seem to be last to get any new technology. But
I'm surprised that.
You can always go and have a look at it. But,
we're all high speed.
3D gaming would be quite interesting. I'll let that one mull for next week, perhaps, really. We've covered a lot of different stuff this week, really. So much so we haven't probably talked about it enough. But we'll improve on that next week. So, yes. Yellow card, Ronic. That was one I missed. So that will go in next week. Apologies. At least you're not Gonic 07 anymore. So be grateful for that. So, yeah. I think we'll leave it for this week. We've had a good hour and a half out of us this week, and we're trying to get towards near the hour and 20 minute slot, which we usually used to on Fast Food Media Podcast, or now known as Fomix. So we'll try keeping it around there. Any final thoughts, guys?
Really?
Nope.
Live free or die hard.
Holy shit!
What the?
So we have Die Hard, and then we have a really high-pitched voice. Quite an opposite end of the scale up there.
Study your economics.
Yeah, study your economics.
I think you could have settled that one with Stay in School, Kids.
And again, and trust me, you've got me rooted again.
Yeah. Yeah, I said it's Gonic.
It's not. It's not
I
your.
I said,
it's
say
not
thankful that I was actually calling you Gonic rather than Gonic 07, or 06 as I saw earlier in the week, changing your name all the time. But you shall forever for now, now be known as Gonic. Okay, so no more additional.
I think it sounds RC style.
Never. Right. I believe I saw a request for Mr. Streams, You Can Do Anything. We had that a couple episodes ago, but I don't mind putting it on because it is a request after all. So what I'm going to do now is line up a couple of tracks. That's all for this week. You'll find us again, probably a bit more better prepared and less technical problems. We've had a couple more this week than we did last week, so yeah, we'll sort that out. Other than that, yeah, you can find us as usual. Podcast will be available on Fast Media tomorrow, and on Radio Sega as well, so don't forget to check that out. Otherwise than that, it's a goodbye from me and my co-hosts, Sound Reaper, Nuxy, Divrank, SJ, and Sonic Crash Fan 2010.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Good to have you all here as usual, and we look forward to hopefully having some new faces and some regulars as well next week.
Media always deserve.
Yeah, I think that's the one show I haven't actually mentioned this night. Yeah. If you want to download any music you've heard tonight or any music Sega or Sonic Blade, go to fastmedia.net. Most of you know that already, I think so. Yeah, fastmedia.net and radiosega.net, the two sites to check out and keep an eye on. Anyway, we will go now. I'm just adding more things into the show now. Yeah, yeah, we'll end with Rystar, the Shooting Star, Ring Ring, and a Stream You Can Do Anything. That's all for this week's Fast Speed Phone Mix. I'll see you next week.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.